Didsbury Council has discussed possible locations for a proposed new $4.4 million East Side water reservoir. The talks took place during the recent regularly scheduled meeting. A report by ISL Engineer conducted earlier included an assessment of the town's water system. The assessment was conducted for the town's water distribution master plan. WDMP recommends a second reservoir be constructed in the southeastern area of the town with designated fire pumps added to both pumphouses, said Ethan Gorner, the town's chief administrative officer. The WDMP divides the East Reservoir into roughly three phases, council heard. Phase 1 is a new 2,250 cubic meter potable water storage facility with a pumphouse. The new reservoir is sized to address the town's current needs and the 15-year population projection of 3.9% growth. Phase 2 is a multi-year watermain program to connect the reservoir to the existing network mains which connect to 15th Avenue, north through 16th Street, and then east to connect to the larger diameter main from the west side of town under the CPR rail. Phase 3 is a future phase which will see an additional 2,250 cubic meters of storage constructed. Phase 3 would be necessary as the town's population and/or average daily demand once again approaches one of the Alberta environment triggers for expanded capacity. In examining possible locations, administration has so far been considering a number of things, including the need to minimize the cost of land procurement, the need to minimize the cost of connecting the reservoir to the network, and the project delivery time. One of the proposed sites identified for the new reservoir is on the north side of 17th Avenue, east of 15A Street, directly west of the town office, council heard. Administration said the proposed site satisfies the ISL recommendations and is sufficient in size to construct Phase 1 and Phase 3, and that cost to purchase the land would be minimal as the lands are town-owned. Public input regarding the proposed location is very important and the public would be engaged as part of land use bylaw amendment, he said. Cown. Bill Windsor said alternative locations for the new reservoir should also be explored. Council passed a motion have administration explore the proposed location on the north side of 17th Avenue and to examine other potential locations in town and return the findings to council. Public engagement will be part of the process to decide the location of the new reservoir, said Mayor Rhonda Hunter. Their responses will be important, said Hunter,